My partner lives in a set of flats.
Next to the M60.
Correct. Went to bed about 11 o'clock and then we woke up through some noise of like a really deep banging, as if the place was shaking a little bit, and then some grating noise. Then it sort of went off for a period of time, probably went back to sleep, and then later on it came back on again, the same sort of pounding and noise, and the same procedure again happened. So a disturbed sleep for probably most of the people, I would assume. Previously, my partner who lives here, she said she was awake most of the night, obviously a lighter sleeper. I don't know why they can't do it in the daytime, but there must be a reason for that, yeah.
When I went to the bathroom, obviously I'm heavily pregnant, and you do make extra visits to the bathroom, and I saw a lot of lights that we normally don't ever have any light or distraction in the evening time, but it was particularly worse last night and I noticed it more than I ever would normally. But I just think having a better communication with neighbours would greatly improve their relations, and just to keep us informed if there are things that are going to happen that we'd know about in advance, so we can just be a bit more patient with the work that's going on, because ultimately we want these things to happen.
Just pneumatic drills going off, and we just shut the windows and went to sleep. How long it went on for, I've no idea. Whether it was an hour, 2 hours, all night, but we went to sleep and it wasn't a problem once we shut the windows.
Because the Highways England are responsible for the smart scheme for the motorway, is saying that they've kept everyone up to speed, they've knocked on individual doors, they've sent you letters. Have they given you that good, great communication?
I haven't had anybody knock on the door from Highways England, but we're out quite a bit, so they may or may not have done. We have had various communications from them about disruption to exit closures, things like that. So we have had quite a bit through from them. I mean, I suppose there's no progress without any noise or inconvenience. That's the problem, isn't it? It's nice to hear somebody actually working, because in sort of over a year now of having 17 miles of motorway coned off, I haven't actually seen anybody doing anything. So presumably they come out at night.